This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, coming up, we're going to have a featured conversation with the folks at Growmark with the St. Louis Dry Fertilizer Terminal Manager, Jordan Flerk, talking about some upgrades they've made to improve output for farmers in along the Mississippi River.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Well, we talk quite a bit about the Inland Waterway System Transportation Network and how vital it is for Iowa producers in gaining access to not only the domestic market in some cases, but the international export market. Something like 54 cents of every bushel of corn that's sold is directly in Iowa, directly related to or directly from the export market. And of course, that, you know, barge traffic depends upon terminals and locks and dams and all of that stuff to be operating efficiently. Our friends at Growmark continue to help the cause with a renovation south down around the St. Louis area. Jordan, tell us a little bit more, terminal manager, about that process, as it sounds like it was at least due or maybe well past due.
Yeah, so hi, my name is Jordan Flerke, and I'm the terminal manager here in St. Louis, Missouri at Growmark's Dry Fertilizer Terminal. This facility that I manage for Growmark down here was built by CF Industries in the late 70s. Growmark purchased it from them in 2013, and majority of the equipment here is original, especially when it comes to the loadout side of things. So the process with that, the system was built for 140 tons per hour. So there was two systems. So the total would be about 280 tons per hour is what it was made for. And as of February of 2025 here, if we were shipping trucks out, it was at 140 tons per hour, which would accumulate to about five to at most six trucks per hour. So the new system that we had installed is more of a ground-based system. Everything's located on the ground. The highest elevation is about 13 to 14 foot that the product has to travel up in there, which has given us a 300 ton per hour system, and we installed two of them. So our capacity is up to 600 tons per hour, which accumulates to about 22 to 24 trucks per hour now.
Gotcha. I mentioned, commodities traveling down the river, of course, in the export market, but a lot of times those barges will bring fertilizer back up so that we can grow the next round of commodities, which is what you're talking about here as far as getting that that fertilizer off the barges and out into the countryside. So what all kind of fertilizer do you handle, and what else did you do as far as renovation goes?
Yeah, so we handle five products typically, which would be urea, DAP, triple, MES-10, and then potash are the five that we typically handle. Obviously, there's times we'll have AMS or a couple different MAP or some other things coming through in the winter months for backhauls going actually up to Iowa and different places like that when grain's coming down here when the rivers are closed. But majority of all the product here comes in by river for us, and then all of our shipments go out or outbound by truck.
We have more of this featured conversation at iowaagnet.com.